Welcome back to Only Stands. Should we sing a song? Hold hands, sing a song.
Pete Buttigieg is out. Kumbaya. That's all I got.
I was ready to jump in.
So is Amy Klobuchar. Kumbaya. But they endorsed Joe Biden. No, mama. Oh, Lord.
Who are you voting
Save
for?
Save us all.
You know that Alyssa Edwards clip? Who the fuck are you voting for?
Oh, my God. Personally, I'm voting for Marianne Williamson still.
Queen. Save us with your crystals.
She's our only hope.
Well, you have to vote Super Tuesday. Y'all go vote. I voted for Elizabeth Warren.
The Only Stands endorsement is Bernie or Warren only.
Yeah. I'm okay with any of them.
Are we losing
Bloomberg.
People right now? Maybe.
Bernie, Warren. I voted for Warren. But yeah, vote for Bernie. Bernie's great. I voted for Bernie last primary. We saw how that went. And I'll happily vote for Bernie.
We're turning over a new leaf.
In any primary. I'll vote for him wherever. But I was voting for
we
Warren because she allies.
We have to cut all this out because...
Why?
They're going to be like, oh no, politics from gays. What do they know?
It's only for a second. We'll use some of it.
I'm just joking.
We're not giving a lecture. Voting is important. We are all politicized bodies. Whether we like it or not. True. This shit affects us. Go vote.
If you're listening to this, I'm assuming that you're either a girl or gay. Or both.
Or they.
Yeah. So, if you're not a member of the LGBTQIAP plus community, then I don't know what you're doing here.
But also vote for Bernie or Warren. And Biden if you have to.
Let's just skip
but
them all.
Those three.
But welcome back to Only Stands. The tops and the flops of the pop music industry and culture and all that good shit.
Yes.
Oh, and we've got a delicious episode ahead. So much happened in the last week.
Delicious.
It's always delicious around here.
I'm hungry.
I'm exhausted. But let's just start with some of the hot releases of the week, shall we? Because... Mm-hmm. One girl in particular did it for me this week, and she actually scored her first top 40 single at the same time. So let's give it up for Lil' Miss Moo herself, Doja Cat.
That was her first top 40?
Yeah, it was her first top 40 single with Say So.
Wow. Thank you, TikTok.
I know. And then TikTok and that YouTube video. Did you see the video?
So. What YouTube video?
Her music video.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It was stunning.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And the performance on Jimmy Fallon, like, she just checked the boxes. I love that she's getting a label push now because she signed to
Atlantic.
RCA, so I wasn't sure that would happen.
They're putting some money behind her. And good, she deserves it.
They have a history of questionable decisions with their pop girls. Brittany, Tinashe.
I want to say so. But well, Doja's doing it. Yes, she looks stunning.
I think she's an icon. She's a legend, and she is the moment.
Did you see that video of her looking a little intoxicated?
No, but I'm not surprised. She looks like
a
girl who does a beverage.
Yeah, everyone in the comments thought she was on cocaine. Yeah, because she was like rubbing her nose a lot, and she was just looking out of it. And they're like, girl, get it together. And it went viral on Twitter.
The reason I get excited about Doja Cat is because I really see it for her. Like, she just is
and
so...
she has the talent.
She's charming. She's talented. She's
cute.
She has
a charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. Yeah, she has
definitely has the nerve. This is why we as gays forgave her for saying faggot.
Yeah.
Over and over.
Honestly,
and over
again. I thought that whole thing was funny. Over 15,000 times.
15,000?
That's what she tweeted.
She did say that. She said, yeah, and what? I said faggot 15,000 times. What you gonna do? Be my ass? No, but I am gonna stream Juicy and Tia Tamara and Say, and So. Say So. What else? I don't know if she has any other singles
boss
on
bitch.
That album, but.
I'm a bitch. I'm a boss.
We do stand boss bitch as well.
Speaking of female rappers, what's going on with Megan?
What is going on with Megan? Bless her heart.
What's going on with Megan?
Well, if you noticed hashtag Free the Stallion trending this weekend, Megan the Stallion, I think she went on Instagram Live like the girls do these days. It's mm-hmm. like, who needs a press mm-hmm. release? She went on Instagram Live to spill the tea on her label and her contract. Basically, she's been signed with 1501 certified since way before she blew up this past year. Really, I think she's been with them for like 3 or 4 years. And now that she's started to take off, she signed a management deal with Roc Nation, which is obviously a big deal. She requested to renegotiate the terms of her contract. I guess they pointed out some stuff to her, like, hey, did you know this, and this was in there? And she was like, oh, no, let's go ask about it. And she went and asked about it, and these salty bitches just decided to block her music altogether. Which is like, I feel like this is, it's not a trend because it's nothing new, but it yeah. is coming to light more and more recently, I think.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
young girls are really getting kind of, you know, not strong-armed even, but just not understanding the full scope of what they're signing.
What they're, yeah.
And mm-hmm. just really being taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
This happened over and over and over again. And it's like somebody, she was getting dragged for a bit because they were like, why didn't she read her contract? And she's at TSU. And that makes TSU look bad because she's not reading.
Who and said that? Like,
someone tweeted, yeah, some dumbass bitches. Someone tweeted like, y'all don't even know what the fuck is in your, like, the AT&T contract y'all right? signed. Like, we don't, you read it, but you don't read it. You read it? These are like, mm-hmm. are you an entertainment lawyer? Like, you can read these things and not fully understand what's going on and how these people can take advantage of you.
Like,
and
Twitter could fully be selling y'all into slavery and y'all would just be clicking accept.
Yeah, and we wouldn't know.
I don't want to hear it.
Because I know I didn't read it.
I don't know what the fuck is in those terms and conditions. And neither do any of us.
Especially these young girls and people who have never been in the industry, they trust these older, usually men, to look out for them, to take care of them. They say, hey, you're going to make this much money. Everything else is good, right? And they go, yep. And they don't fully understand what they're signing and how these men could take advantage of them. And then they get fucked over. And it's happened so many times. Mm-hmm. Think about like JoJo. Who else can I think of?
I mean, we just talked about it with Khalees when she talked about her.
Oh, Khalees. Yep.
Publishing deal with the Neptunes way back when she was popping.
Yeah. Didn't get money for her first two albums.
You know what? The girl of the decade, Taylor Swift. Where is she?
Yeah,
she better speak up for Miss Stallion since she's all anti women being taken advantage of by these corporations, unless she was completely self serving to begin with, which would prove me.
What? Right. Who said that? Ooh.
Oh, not I.
Oh, ooh.
Leave me alone, Swifties.
But I mean, she's also a great example of that because she just wants to own her masters and make money off herself, which is understandable. But
like, which she has every
Rihanna
right to.
Bought all of hers, yeah.
But if she's gonna say it with her chest, she needs to speak up when other women are going through the same shit. So
yeah.
And now, do I even expect Taylor Swift to know who Megan Thee Stallion is? Like,
She might. I feel like she has like a secret. She's on Tumblr. She's heard of her at least once. Yeah, still. She's still doing that.
Good for her. Somebody has to. I guess that's all that's left after they took the porn, huh?
Yeah, I was like, that's half of Tumblr right
Swifties.
Now. Half of Tumblr is Swifties.
Yikes. Sounds like a hellscape.
But Megan is suing her label now.
Oh, that's a development.
And also filed a restraining order, and the judge said, like, allow that to go through, which is why she's releasing new music on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Juicy.
So a lot is happening at once. So she, like, told us to the press, or told us
That's
on Instagram
true.
Live to get the momentum, and then today is when all the restraining order went through, and now she can release her music. But her label smart. Is Big Mad. Yeah, her label's Big Mad.
Oh, that is very tactical on her part. I'm proud of her for that.
Yeah.
She's like, let me hop on live real quick, get the girls riled up, and then I'm going to drop this restraining order. There's no way they can say anything about it.
Yeah.
I love that for her.
And maybe, I was also thinking maybe that's why we never got that, like, Fever movie, the mixtape that she was going to do for Fever.
That's true. Like, the Blaxploitation. She said she was going to do that Blaxploitation style movie.
Yeah. And we got that trailer, and it never came out. And I think that's why. I think it has something to do with her whole label. Because why didn't it come out? I was hyped off of that trailer, and it just never appeared.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's some shitty shit going on behind the scenes. Yeah, something. For sure. But at least we're getting new music. At least something's coming this Friday, and hopefully she can find a way to get out of it or renegotiate it.
I want that for her because she's too talented to let fester in some shitty contract.
Yeah. That's also probably why Hot Girl Summer, like, they didn't release it till August.
Oh my god, yeah. Can you imagine how much bigger of a hit it would have been if it came out in, like, June?
In, like, June, yes. There's some shady shit going on.
That record sat there for a long time, too, because I know she said she finished it in, like, fucking March.
Yeah, there's some... Mm-mm.
It was probably politics. I don't like it. Jumping on it, but...
I don't trust it.
Well, in other Megan Thee Stallion news, she also covered Rolling Stone this week, looking very beautiful, along with SZA and Normani.
Our other black queens.
They were titled Pop's Next Big Things, basically. Which I think, you know, the interesting story here of the three of them, they each got their own covers and their own spreads and interviews and all that. But I think Normani's was most interesting to me. She was pretty honest in it. It was a pretty good interview. And she talked a little bit about, you know, the situation with her ex demonic bandmate Camilla and you know, just kind of the racial comments that she's been in the press for making over the last several years. It's not anything recent, but she basically was calling Normani the N-word from the time that she got into Fifth Harmony to the time she got out. And Normani and handled it Facebook very messages. Gracefully.
Yeah, I mean, she's been silent on it.
One thing that I really appreciated, too, was that in the interview, yes. She didn't let herself get trapped into one of those, like, poorly chopped soundbite quotes in the article. Moments. She's told the interviewer, I'm going to answer that question for you, but I want to make sure that I answer it in a way that reflects how I feel, so give me a couple of days and I will email you my answer. And she sent a very well-written letter, basically talking about how it was disappointing and, you know, she really kind of was hurt by the fact that somebody she considered a friend was saying these things and also not even standing up for her when her fans would say similar things. Because, I mean, Camilla's fans, some of the shit that they said to Normani, I mean, they bullied the hell out of that girl.
Yeah. Which is why I think so many of us also rallied behind her.
Right.
Because I saw that. I remember that bullying, and I remember watching their live performances being like, who is this bitch in the back that can dance? And then going online and seeing all this, like, hate and her being, like, the least followed member of the group and all the shit. I was like, okay, I've decided to stand forever.
Right, least followed and most talented.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I want to see what... Because Camilla said some awful stuff, and it's, like, all stuff, also, like, these things were in Facebook messages that someone then, like, hacked into her Facebook and, like, screenshotted all them, and so they were, like, private conversations between Camilla and her friends, wherever she's from. I don't even know where Camilla's from. But, yeah, Cuba. Camilla, what did she say? Let's see. She's apologized for the post, calling the version of herself that made them ignorant and unaware. Flippant use of the N-word and black stereotypes. Didn't she call her a monkey?
Among other probably worse things.
Yeah. While, yeah, Normani was receiving all of this hate. And, yeah, Normani's, what did she say? I'm a black woman who is a part of an entire generation that has a similar story. I face senseless attacks daily, as does the rest of my community. And then she just says, yeah, it sucks that Camilla stayed silent for so long while the people were attacking her. It was devastating that this came from a place that was supposed to be a safe haven and a sisterhood, because I knew that if the tables were turned, I would defend each of them in a single heartbeat. Yeah, it's very well said. I think that she spoke really... She took that time. She
thought about it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's really smart of her.
And consulted with her publicists.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she spoke honestly those resources.
It's like, don't say something you'll end up regretting. Just, you know, make sure you don't say something that can be taken out of context or that can be, like, misconstrued in any way. You just want to, you know, say how you feel and speak honestly, but also in a way that you know won't get twisted by media. So,
yeah,
I think that's very smart. And then Normani said,
at the end of it, she said, don't ask me about the shit again.
Bitch, period.
Period.
Point blank and the period. But,
yeah. It's all.
I mean, I think that she spoke very well. She also talked a little bit about kind of the expectations set for her, because we kind of mentioned it ourselves, like, oh, that's why people rallied behind her. But I feel like there's been a lot of this, like, hype or, like, build for her that is kind of, I would be overwhelmed if I was in her position. Like, you know, every part of it is just good label placement and, you know, getting her magazine covers and, you know, award show performances before her album is out, and, you know, just having a lot of celebrities talk about the motivation video in the press and, you know, all this stuff. And it feels like it's building. And I'm like kind of concerned about all this pressure on her. Like, the bitch is talented, but that would be a lot for anybody.
Yeah. Just like, especially someone so young. And I don't know if she's like fully found her like voice.
Her sound. Or, yeah.
Like,
and every single article that's written about her is like, pop's next big thing, like, superstar, like, in the making. To
Beyonce,
like, everyone wants to compare to Beyonce, and it's like this is like a 22-23-year-old girl, fresh out of, you know, a nightmare group.
Yeah, being overworked, like, to hell and back.
It just now in a position to kind of find herself as a person and as an artist. And just, like, the scope that she's under, like, goddamn.
She's going to find it. I believe in her. I hope she's, like, really just, like, surrounding herself with her family and friends. I think she is. And taking time for her to figure out what she wants to do and how she wants to sell it. And I think she's going to come out strong. I hope. Hopefully this album's going to drop this summer.
And y'all, did you hear her say, she was like, I think my album's, like, almost halfway done.
Yeah, girl. Which, I mean, we see how it's Ariana been cranks
years.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that someone said that they like scrapped her record after Motivation flopped, which it didn't even flop. It was top 40.
I mean, kind of Motivation flopped. Didn't flop. I think it did underperform compared to like what her label probably wanted or expected.
Yeah,
it wasn't top 10. It wasn't like a huge hit. But it was a buzzy video, and it got people talking about her, and she got some big performances out of it, and a lot of positive press. So I think in that regard, it was a hit.
Press.
A moderate hit, we'll call it that.
Yeah.
Because once upon a time, top 40 was a hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything flops that's not number one these days.
Number one for 8 weeks.
Other queen on the cover, SZA. In her new song with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
How do we feel?
We are not featuring that.
It slaps, though. It's so good.
I don't like it.
What? It's so fun.
It sounds like Justin Timberlake took a song that didn't make the cut for Future Sex Love Sounds and was like digging through the archive looking for something he could phone in. And he was like, oh.
Maybe that's why it's so good, because that's a great album.
Okay, that's a legendary album. But it sounds like a cut that didn't make the album for a reason.
I like it. I still
but also, it. It's, I guess, for a children's movie. So maybe...
Yeah, it's for trolls.
But Can't Stop the Feeling, before it got so annoying, was so good. Even Jesus, though it was like such a childish song.
Fuck. Ugh.
But it is such that a well... such a well-done pop song, though. And this song, I just feel like, is like bland.
I like it.
The video concept is cute.
I like it so much. I like listen to it daily at this point. I really like it. I mean, it's only been a few days, I guess, but I'm really into it.
I mean, I just wanted more. Because when I saw SZA and Justin Timberlake, I was like ready for something like cool and like boundary pushing and like a little sexy maybe, but
all of her collabs are like have been very.
That's what I don't like.
Different from her album, right?
That is exactly what I was about to say. It's that every time. I think these are just like, you know, label placements to increase her profile. Because every time she goes out and does a collab with somebody, it is atrocious. It doesn't
sound like her.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like her sound at all. It sounds like something that she was just slapped on. Like they were just looking for any female singer to go on this.
Remember that Maroon 5 song?
Let's get her some promo. I would rather not remember that song.
Maroon 5 song. Oh, Jesus.
I don't think any of us remember that song for a good reason.
But I cannot wait till this album comes out.
Hey, 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 no, say no, baby. What was it called?
Wow. I really blocked that out of my memory. I don't know. What lovers do or something?
Trying to do what lovers do. Mm-hmm.
Talking about phoning it in. That is Maroon 5's gig right now. Adam Levine doesn't give a fuck. Someone asked him what one of his songs meant, and he was like, oh, it's just about... Oh, I wish I remember what song it was. I think it was that, what's that one with Cardi B?
Oh, that is the worst song of all
Girls
time.
Girls Like You. It was number one for like 8 weeks.
And I have never heard it.
And someone asked him what that song was about. And he was like, oh, it's just about like girl appreciating women. And the label says, sing this. And he says, okay. He does not give a fuck.
Oh my God. Fully have never heard that song in its entirety. I don't understand how it could have possibly.
And it's one of the top grossing songs of 2018.
Like how? It was number one for 8 fucking weeks.
It's so upsetting.
They really just give anybody number one these days, except Normani.
Yeah, it was because there was nothing else at that time that was doing well. Like everything, music was kind of like bad. I remember that specific moment in time. Music was kind of like nothing was good at that time. And then this fucking song rose out of nowhere because
wasn't that exactly when Ariana Grande was churning out albums every week? Like around that same time.
That was between albums because it was No Tears Left to Cry, and then she tried to chart Breathin'. That didn't work out so well. but it was like just before Thank You Next because that was in like November or December. September, October of 2018.
Well, I think the moral of the story here is that we would all rather forget that particular... anything involving Maroon 5 at this point, honestly.
Yeah, for real. Stop streaming them! But we shouldn't even be talking about it.
We shouldn't even give them the press. But I think that SZA can do better for herself. And next time she goes out of her comfort zone to do a pop collaboration, I want to hear some SZA. You know?
She's not going to do that. Put her with some black artist. Damn.
Like, yeah, she's a better writer than this. She's a better singer than that represents. Like, she has a cooler aesthetic than that whole Y2K thing. Which is, like, cute for JT because it's nostalgic, but...
But the album's coming. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be fire. I'm ready.
Yeah, and it better sound nothing like that troll song.
It's been 3 years. Can you believe it's been 3 years since Control?
Control really was a cultural reset.
Yeah. Talk about a cultural... Let's tweet this shit right now.
Like, more so than any... Like, I know that's like a joke thing to say, like a meme these days.
No, but it like, was.
Control literally was a cultural reset. Like, no R&B album was that honest.
Still listen to that album.
Like, that well written... was able to get capture the such specific emotions as that. Like, SZA could do nothing for the rest of her career, and I think that album would stand alone.
Yeah.
I hope she does something for the rest of her career, for the record, but, I mean, she doesn't have to, because she gave us a masterpiece. Are you really tweeting that right now?
Yeah. Go ahead. What's the next topic?
The next topic is follow us on Twitter at OnlyStandsPod at Cornbread Says. Okay. Let's talk about BTS. Let's follow up on our group's conversation from last week because what the hell is in the water with these boys? literally,
it's in the water.
Every week, I see a new article about some record that they broke in, or like some like long-standing thing. Like, it's really incredible. Because here's the thing. Personally, I love K-pop. I think it's really fun. I don't love BTS's music, but as an entity, I think they're very cool.
Fake a love.
Yeah, that song's trash.
Song oh. Well,
it's like fine. It's not my favorite. I don't know what my favorite BTS song would be. Maybe the one with Halsey. Actually, I really like that one. Like,
oh, Boy With Love.
Yes, that one was very cute. But I mean, like, okay, BTS dropped their album this week or this past week, Map of the Soul 7, which I guess is like a continuation of the EP that they put out last year. Debuted with a little over 400,000 album equivalent units at number one, which makes them, it's their fourth number one album on the Billboard 200 in less than 2 years. And they had 347,000 in pure sales, which is, for a non-English language album by like insane. A group that doesn't even, well, I guess they promote here because they've been on like, you know, TV and stuff here, but I mean, that's wild. And that's actually the biggest debut album week for a album by a group since One Direction's last album in 2015. So,
wow.
I mean, they're at One Direction levels now. It's like, I mean, people compare it to like Beatles Mania, which thankfully I was never alive for because I don't think I could have stood that. But
did you have like a Beatles phase?
Never in life.
Really?
I when you like discover the Beatles and just, like, listen to the Beatles Caucasian for months. Half.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm more in touch with my 11%. My 11% colonizer. Yeah, I got really, what was that movie? Across the Universe? I saw that in high school. And I got obsessed with the Beatles for like 3 months, and I do stan.
What if they make a BTS stan. Across the Universe? At this point, it's only a matter of time.
Is it? What are their songs about?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't They're know enough. I don't know. Yeah, I was like, I don't know enough about BTS.
But I think they have like very like self-empowering messages from what I gather. Like, you know, they're very like believe in yourself, you can do it, follow your heart type songs with like a hip hop beat and like choreography, which is
okay,
a concept.
Yeah.
But I mean, like their music, like musically, it goes hard. Like it sounds cool. I just don't
know what the fuck they're talking about. I'll give it a try.
I haven't listened to the full album yet, but I think half the songs on it were from their EP last year, so I've heard like most of them, like Boy With Love and
I don't know what the fuck she's saying, but girl, I am living. Trinity Taylor.
Exactly. That's how I feel about
That's me at Bad Bunny.
Oh my god, yes.
Can we talk about Bad Bunny?
That album dropped last week too.
The King.
He did a surprise drop.
I am not a bottom, but I would let Bad Bunny fist me.
Me too.
I would. Bad Bunny.
Good thing I told my
mom. Have you listened to the album?
I have listened to part of it. I haven't finished it yet.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard. Oh, also, there's 20 songs.
Yeah, it's really long.
He like kind of Chris Brown'd it. At one point, yeah, after I got to like track 11, they all kind of started like blending together because I think I was falling asleep. And so I was like, what track am I on? And then, but yeah, so I need to re-listen to the album. But it slaps. The parts that I were conscious during were incredible.
I just kind of...
And then I looked up the lyrics and I was like...
Whoa. I mean, for me, I don't even care what he's saying because I just want to like watch his visuals.
Yeah.
I mean, just because... Always. I mean, not just because he's cute, just because like he has really cool, fun like music videos and like concepts. And yeah. I love how willing he is to just like play with his look and kind of, you know,
which is
bend gender norms and yeah.
Yes, that. It's so rare for a boy, any boy, any pop boy to do that.
Well, specifically for a straight boy.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of the things that he does and kind of a lot of the looks that he serves are not like boundary pushing necessarily for the queer community, because we've been looking like this for decades. But for someone in like mainstream culture as kind of
like a Latin trap, like machismo rapper, based singer, as star,
Puerto Ricans, yeah. So I think that's really
like
fucking
speaking
cool.
out. And what an ally. Like, he's speaking out about trans rights. Like, did you see that shirt that he wore on Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, he that was wore like, that shirt for Alexa, the trans woman that was killed
yeah,
in Puerto Rico last
saying,
week.
Like, yeah. And, like, not a man in a skirt, like, say her name. It was so good.
Yeah.
Also, he said he might be willing to date men in 20 years. He doesn't know. He's
heterosexual. And that was the most gay-baiting-ass shit I've ever seen.
I was like, bitch. He was like, but also, like, respect.
Right,
what a
now,
great answer.
I'm heterosexual.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know what the future holds for me. I could be open in 20 years dating a man, but right
now he said
now,
rain check. Sexual.
And I was like, I mean, that's kind of a good answer. Like, you don't know, but like, you could fall in love with anyone.
I mean, yes,
but
that's
also
true.
He is stringing me along for 20 years.
But yeah, he's
going to
say
okay
like,
with
okay,
it.
Let's revisit this when I don't have as much press and I need it.
Ah!
No, I don't think he really feels like that. But I mean, he could have given us a little bit more than that.
But also, if he's heterosexual, then...
He said he could have been like, yeah, I'll clap the right man's cheeks. You know, just like, just say like that.
Oh, my God.
That's what he meant.
Oh, my God.
You know that's what he meant.
That is not what he meant.
He said he's just looking for the right man. That's what I heard. I have selective hearing.
No, he said, I'm heterosexual, but I don't know what the future holds. That's what he said.
I can't read all of a sudden, but... have you seen like the DW from Arthur? Like, this sign won't stop me because I can't read.
Because I can't read.
That's me.
Speaking of not being able to read, Lady Gaga.
Oh, don't send the monster.
What's the tea? Earth is canceled.
I'm moving to Chromatica.
Is it a planet? Is it a state of mind? What is it?
It's like a concept. It's just a... Yeah, it's a transitional state of being.
Wow. Like purgatory.
One day when you're enlightened, you'll understand.
Oh my God.
And the little monsters, we know what's tea.
Pause up. I mean, everyone... I guess she... Yeah. She
but that's the big story.
Chromatica with her iPhone videos. Huh, what story?
Stupid love.
Oh,
that's the moment.
I want your stupid love, love. They were playing, okay, because in West Hollywood bars, that song was playing the moment it leaked. Like, so right. This song has been playing in bars for months now.
Yeah, for context, those of you outside of the gay community, Stupid Love by Lady Gaga came out this week officially, but the gays heard it like a month and a half ago. And like, yeah, I'm telling you, like, drag queens have already performed it to death. Like, it has been played by every DJ. It's been out there. And the leak was not very different than the final version.
Exactly. That was disappointing. I remember when it came on at High Tops, like, in, like, February 1st. And I was like, is this allowed? Like, is this legal?
Can are the like, FBI legally... going to shut us down? Is Stonewall happening here?
The song is cute. It's growing on me. Like, it's, like, basic. It kind of sounds like Born This Way.
That's my thing.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's cute. It's a cute bop.
It's a cute throwback song. I agree. The video, she could have kept.
It looks so cheap.
And then she had the nerve to say it was filmed on iPhone. Like, that was impressive.
Yeah, we watched it for the first time, and Brian and Victor were like, I love it, my roommates. And I was like, this looks cheap as hell.
It was filmed on the Power Rangers backlot.
Yeah, exactly. With an iPhone 11, as the ad said.
Was it an 11?
Like, the costumes? Yeah, iPhone 11.
Sure it wasn't an 8.
And their costumes looked like there were like little plants on some of their backs that looked like they like took them, you know, those like aquariums in Walmart, and they had like little plants They took those from Walmart and stuck it, like, glued it to
the little plastic ones.
Yeah. It was just, like, the costumes did not look. And, like, the dancing, like, I know she's, like, getting up there in age. Oh! But they should have, like, done some faster cuts. Because she was not always...
She should have employed the Selena Gomez technique.
Yeah.
Cut the camera just, really, really fast, it makes it look like you're a good dancer.
Four cuts every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So I guess 2 cuts a second. At least 4 cuts a second, and you really look good.
But I liked the concept.
I love her, and I love the song. Yes.
Like, I just think it could have been better executed. Also... Here's my thing.
No more iPhone 11 videos, please, God.
Let's just consider for a second, because I think people have forgotten kind of who Lady Gaga is. Like, she's been not necessarily out of the spotlight, but, like, Lady Gaga, the pop star, has been missing for basically 6-7 years at this point.
Okay.
So, like, just, like...
I don't agree with that, but go ahead.
Well, I mean... Realistically, like, in terms of, you know, chart success, in terms of, like, cultural awareness of her solo music, I mean, she had A Star Is Born and she had Shallow. Obviously, Shallow was the number one hit and was a big deal, you know, Oscar nominations, all that. But, I mean, that wasn't, in my opinion, necessarily indicative of Lady Gaga, the artist, like, the pop star. And Joanne was Joanne. But
yeah,
I mean,
let's talk about Joanne.
Well, I mean, Joanne was her, like, you know, back to her, like, roots or, like, whatever.
So,
Americana. It wasn't good.
Million Reasons peaked at number 4 and won her a Grammy.
Million Reasons peaked at number 4?
Yeah.
Who streamed Million Reasons? I want to hear from you.
Everyone's mom.
Oh, well, that's true. She had the moms on lock with that one.
I despise that song.
It's not good.
But I get why people like it, but I personally despise. I didn't hate Joanne as much as everyone else did. I liked AO, I liked John Wayne, I liked Diamond Heart.
Okay, but consider also, you know, where she came from. You have to consider Joanne in the context of the career of Lady Gaga. Or even,
and that's what I think is a problem. Pop. Like, she's not allowed, like, the space to grow. Like, everyone wants her to still do this shit from 10 years ago.
Well, I don't think we want her to do this shit from 10 years ago. I think we want her to be boundary pushing, and we want her to be, you know, innovative. And, you know, the artist that people fell in love with 10 years ago was because she was so outside of the box. So,
but why does she have to be outside of the box forever?
Well, she shouldn't have set up that expectation for herself if she couldn't maintain it. So,
well, let's try that up. Gaga stands, monsters.
now hear me out though. In the context of her greater career, she came from an album like the fame monster. She had 5 number one hits on those albums. She had, you know, omnipresence in pop culture. She was a household name within a month and didn't stop for 4 years, basically. From, you know, 2009 to, or 2008 really was Just Dance, I think, to 2013. Art Pop comes out. It's a little too weird for the general public's taste. She, for some reason, because it's not really that much weirder than her previous material. But that's kind of the beginning of the decline.
Applause was still
a top 10. Yeah. It was number 4.
Number 4.
That is crazy to me that Applause was the same peak as Million Reasons. That is... Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
Applause is one of my favorite Lady Gaga songs.
I fucking, like, love Applause.
Top 4. Yeah.
Applause deserves so much more than Million Reasons. I'm angry about that. I'm about to write an essay. What the fuck? Anyways.
Wow, Hair peaked at number 12?
Yeah, because that really was a promo single before Born This Way.
Wow.
But, I mean, like, coming from such high heights... Art Pop was a relative flop, and then Joanne was just, like, gutter. So, I mean, like, coming into Stupid Love, my expectation was, you know, she clearly kind of took it back to her heyday on purpose, but I think it rehashed it a little too much. I think she could have kind of, like, done something a little bit more exciting with the formula. But that being said, it's a good pop song. It's a fun bop. I will go up at the club for it because, yes, I am that girl. But, I mean, like, I just wanted a little bit more, you know? Give me some razzle dazzle. Yeah, Lady Gaga.
I like it. We'll see. I'm interested to see her follow-up singles because I'm hoping she's going to... I don't want a full album of this. I'm going to dance. I danced every time. All seven times it came on when I went out last weekend.
Right. I've already heard it at the club several times.
I mean, I think it's like a workout song. It's not something I'm going to listen to every day like The Other Side is.
But it's been growing on me. I will say, in the couple of days since it came out... The first time I listened to it, I was like, girl, what the fuck? But then second time I was like, girl. And the third time I was like, sis. And the fourth time I was like, sis.
It's a grower.
I'm getting Gary.
Sis.
But I mean, like, it is growing on me. I just kind of want, I want like a big cultural statement from Lady Gaga. She's fucking Lady Gaga.
What cultural statement can Lady Gaga make in 2020?
I don't know. Show up in a meat dress. Like, she's found a way to do it before. Do something. Give me something strange to talk about over the water cooler at my sad, boring office life.
I guess.
That's what she does. Okay, that is Lady Gaga down. And no one's doing that anymore. So there's a gap. There's like a space for it, you know?
Okay. New albums that came out this week. Grimes, Ali X, Soccer Mommy, Our White Queens.
The White Girl Trinity.
The White Girl Trinity. Grimes, Ali X, and Soccer Mommy. I'm not a fan of Grimes, so if you want to speak.
Okay, I loved Grimes.
Okay.
We're just fighting today.
She just looks musty.
She is musty. That's the appeal.
I cannot even.
You just wait. When she gives birth to Elon Musk cyborg spawn, takes over America.
And that's the album review.
The album is good. It's a very cool concept album.
What's the concept?
The concept is she's like a vengeful climate goddess who's like mad at us for polluting the earth. That's why it's called Miss Anthropocene, because that's what our current era of the Earth is called, like Jurassic, like whatever. We're in the Anthropocene era. There's levels to this shit. Come on, intellectuals.
That's okay. Sick, anyway, Ali X. I'm not listening to Grimes. I'm sorry. I'm not listening to Grimes.
Well, did you listen to Ali X? Because that album slapped.
Of course. My queen.
Okay, good.
Ali X, that album was incredible. Devil I Know.
Who else was going to give us a Mitski collab?
That. And I don't even fuck with Mitski that much. And I love that song.
Well, I fuck with Mitski heavy, and we love that song.
Mitski is a nobody, nobody, nobody. Yep. Yeah, I'm not nailed about it. That. But I get the concept. I know it's not for me. But yeah, the Ali X album is beautiful. And there's two songs about girls, even though it's platonic, but they sound gay.
I left a light
and Devil I Know slaps, Regulars. I love it. It's very like, if you didn't know, Ali X is she's one of Troye Sivan's like go-to writers. Troye Sivan's also on the album. And it's just like good pop music with a girl who can fucking sing.
She can sing, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's just kind of alternative, because it's kind of 80s inspired at some points. It's weird, but like in an accessible way. It's just so good. I just love it so much.
Yeah, I would recommend it strongly.
And the last one, Soccer Mommy.
Okay, can you tell me where the fuck that name comes from? Because this girl's about 21 years old.
Is she really?
Is she not?
I have no idea. How old is she? How old is my mommy?
Not mommy aged.
What if that's her real name?
Her government name is Soccer Mom. In that case, I stand. But does anybody know?
Soccer Mommy Watson.
Is she like the white her? Like where she like doesn't show her face?
No, she shows her face in everything. Her name's Sophia Regina Allison. She's from Nashville, Tennessee.
And she got soccer mommy out of that?
Soccer mommy.
She's 22.
Yeah, she's 22. She's a baby. 1997.
Does she even play soccer?
Ooh, let's ask. If I ever meet her on a red carpet. Soccer mommy! Do you even play soccer?
Quick question. How much soccer do you actually play?
Name a goalie.
She can't cancel.
But the album's incredible.
Is it?
Do you stand?
I think she's fine. I can't bring myself to say that I stand because I think she's just fine. She hasn't really impressed me yet. I'm waiting for her to do something that is like very exciting to me. Or like very like, ooh, yes,
so I have her, to. Her vibe is very like throwback alternative rock.
Yeah.
AKA like 2001. And it's very those like guitars. It's like chill Avril Lavigne kind of in some moments. What's a better...
Like Clean was a fantastic album.
Oh, I did like that album so much.
But this one's not as good, I don't think.
I need to re-listen, but I really like it. I really like a few, like quite a few songs on it, actually. I've been listening to Up the Walls quite a bit. But also, like, Clean was a great album. And I still sing Your Dog. I don't wanna be your fucking dog that you drag around. What a, like,
ugh. Yeah, see, what a chorus. I can't relate to that because I know I'm a dog, but...
Oh my god.
Other than that,
it's a really cool alternative album. So if you want to like go back to 2001 when your soccer mommy is driving you around in her car and you're in the back seat and the window's down and it's like that alternative rock playing on the radio, that's what it feels like. And it feels so good.
Very Dodge Caravan realness.
Dodge Caravan realness. I love that. I love that.
What are you listening to this week?
What am I listening to this week? So I know I'm late. Other
than Stupid Love.
I know I'm late, but I just discovered this band called The Aces.
Yes.
From their... The album that I'm just now listening to is from 2018, so 2 years, I guess. And I am obsessed. It's like a very like Haim-esque kind of girl group that makes just like cute fucking indie rock pop songs.
It's like Mormon about, Haim. That's how I think of them.
Being in love.
I don't even think they're Mormon, but they're just from Utah, so I assume.
Also, like, three of them are queer.
Wait, they're all not?
No, I think just three of them.
Oh, that's devastating.
And it's just like fun, breezy, like spring music. That's what it feels like to me. And it's all, the album's called When My Heart Felt Volcanic, which I love. It's what a dramatic ass title.
That's such a dramatic album title.
Yeah.
You have to stand for that alone.
Yeah. And yeah, a few song recommendations because I'm recommending the whole album, but I'm obsessed with Stuck, Volcanic Love, and Strong Enough. They're just all so good and they make me feel so good. Yeah.
Yes, we do love The Aces. When that album came out, it did fill the Haim shape hole in my heart.
Now we stand Muna. So. I mean, we stand all Muna these queens, but Muna is my new Haim.
Yes, they're not mutually exclusive. Well, I've really been into this week. Rina Sawayama dropped a new track. She's been busy lately. Do you know who she is?
No idea.
Okay, she's... So, Rina Sawayama is a Japanese-British model-turned-pop singer. And so, she's, like, serving looks all the time, of course. But stunting, also, she's just got a really cool, like, sound to her. It's a little throwback, like, Y2K kind of pop a lot of times.
Okay.
But she, so she recently had a single out, Comme des Garçons, Like the Boys, and then she dropped a remix with Pablo Vittar, the Brazilian drag queen. And then her most recent track, which is what I've been on repeat lately, is called Excess. But yeah, Rina is just like, she just really takes me in a direction that I want pop music to go in more. It's just like very kind of like, it's brash, but it's very like polished and very it feels a little like PC music adjacent without like veering too far into that subgenre, which can be a little divisive. But just a lot of fun, and her songs and her tracks are just always like really hooky, and they get stuck in your head really easily. And yeah, she's dope. Check it out.
I'm gonna check her out. You sold me, Ryan.
I do love selling. I'd be selling.
I'd be selling. My next track is Not Your Friend by Jeremy Zucker. So you know this like this wave of white boys that has like the
I don't wave at white boys.
It's like the wave of white boys with like the hint of like so it's like pop but like with a hint of like the art like hip hop trap sound in there and they're like singing mm-hmm. over it. And that's like all the white boys. So very like Love or like
who's Black other Bear, Black School Bear. For Young Gentlemen.
Yeah. So that's definitely the sound right now. And this guy's part of it. Also, I love this sound. Jeremy Zucker's part of it. He just dropped a song called Not Your Friend. You are your. And it's basically like a fuck you that I'm just like really feeling. Basically just
you
like,
have been feeling a little fucky lately.
Yeah, I have.
I think I saw you listening to a playlist called Fuck You.
Ooh. Yeah. That's all my fuck you songs. It starts with Sorry by Beyonce from Homecoming.
God bless.
And then I think I was listening to that this morning. Ah, because I also put the song on that playlist. But yeah, I love this. I'm just going to read this chorus because I just love it so much. He says, hang up if you ever think of calling me up. I'm not afraid to say it, darling. Sorry, I'm not sorry if it hurts. I don't mean to make it worse. I've decided that I'm not your fucking friend. So it's just about like, yeah, that breakup when you're
that's
like,
so rude.
Yeah, for a while you might like be trying to like be friends with them, but then it reaches a point and you're like, you know what? I'm not your fucking friend and I don't want to be. And he said, there's one point where he's like, if you need somebody to lean on, sit down because it's not going to be me. Scalped. And yeah, I'm just feeling it. So if you want to say fuck you to an ex, I felt that song. I'm feeling it.
Well, my next track is a name that some people probably are familiar with, Mabel Boyfriend.
Yes, Mabel.
Okay, we've been really into Mabel lately.
Who's we? And
we as in like me and the voices in my head. and... Yeah, and she's just hitting the pop notes right now. Like she feels like she's like hungry to be a pop star, and I appreciate that. You know, like she's like working, like she's trying really hard to be a pop star, and you know, I just appreciate the efforts put in. But it's a pretty straightforward pop track, just talking about how she wants to have a boy to like fuck when she's bored. So who can't relate to that?
That's a mood.
I mean, you know, she really kind of had her first, like, breakout with Don't Call Me Up.
Don't Call Me Up.
But she's been doing her thing for a few years. Because I remember, what was the track called in, like, 2016? Thinking of You. It was, like, a little bit more of, like, a down-tempo. And then she kind of learned a little bit of choreography and decided she wanted to make dancey stuff. Which, I mean, Don't Call Me Up was birthed out of that. So, you got to appreciate it. But Boyfriend's cute, and I like how it has one of those breakdowns where it sounds like they're saying something that they're not. And Nick pointed out to me that it sounds like in the breakdown she's like saying like die nigga die die nigga. So, I mean, I love any breakdown like that. But it's a cute track, and she's Show a cute girl, and her hair is blue now. So,
oh,
that's festive.
Blue hair on black girls. Okay, I'll look it up. I'll look
she's
it up.
She's like 1/4 black.
Oh, she not black?
Well, her mom is black. Because her mom is Nene Cherry.
I don't know who that is.
Have you heard of Nene Cherry?
No.
She's like a British like DJ / singer who is like pretty popular in the 80s.
This is not who I thought Mabel was.
Who do you think it was? Don't call me up.
I don't know who this girl is. Hold up.
Who did you think?
Does she not have like a curly afro? I'm real confused.
Okay, you know why you're confused is because all the light-skinned black girls coming out the UK sound and look the same.
I could have sworn this is that girl with that big, like, beautiful afro. Who am I thinking of? I have no idea. I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you. No, I know who that is. She is beautiful. Oh my gosh. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I don't know. Mahalia fits the description of big, beautiful afro. But anyways.
It was a dance song. Mabel is like. I swore it was like, don't call me up.
One of those, you know, she kind of sings in cursive like the rest of these British black girls. And,
LA know, air.
Very fresh faced. Yeah. They churn those girls out.
Yeah, for real.
It's like K-pop factories for those. And that's the song. Well, that's the show, ladies and ladies. Okay, if we ask one thing for you, we gave you a lot less homework this week than we did last week. So as your thanks to us, the one thing that we'll ask is if you could make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast app of choice. If it is Apple Podcasts, please feel welcome to leave us a 5-star review. And if you have like constructive feedback in there, that's cool too. But just make sure it's 5 stars so that, you know, we get bumped up. Follow us on all of our social platforms. If you keep up with Instagram, it's at OnlyStandsPod. Twitter is at OnlyStandsPod. I'm Ryan Lion Roared. That's Taylor Cornbread Hi. Says. And we're everywhere that you get all your useless information from. And we'll be back with a very special episode next week from a new studio with maybe some special guests.
Yeah. Oh. We're going to be in the same place. I'm so excited.
Other gays.
I'm so excited to be in the same place. To hug your face.
Right? We don't even have to FaceTime. If it sounds like we're in the same room,
it's because we're professionals. 5 stars because
yes. We're not.
We're professionals. This is some hard work. Podcasting is hard, and we make it look easy.
We're just making it look so easy. But next week we won't have to. So that's really thrilling. Make sure you check it out. And we will catch you next Tuesday.
Yeah. See y'all soon.
Oh my God. That spells cunt. See you next Tuesday.
Charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Incredible.
Wow.
Bye.